I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,600 thanks to Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. All right, Jennifer, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jen.
Okay. All right, we've got $2,600 on the line. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. You have 3 seconds for each one. I'll bring Raven back into our soundproof studio and ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to go?
Okay.
You can do it. I know you can. Number one, Robert Pattinson said in an interview that Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain was an inspiration for him when he was developing his Bruce Wayne character for the new The Batman. Who was Kurt Cobain's wife?
What was her name? The blonde. Courtney Love.
Number two, Queen Elizabeth, after 70 years, is leaving her permanent residence and moving to her weekend home, Windsor Castle. What was her permanent residence?
Kensington Palace.
Number three, Zoe Kravitz says she felt uncomfortable on the set of Big Little Lies because of racism. Big Little Lies was originally a novel written by what author? Time's up. That's okay. Number four, despite all the rumors, the Game of Thrones co-creators said they will not be part of any of the spinoffs. They said 11 years was enough. What modern-day item made a cameo in the final season of Game of Thrones?
Oh, the Starbucks cup.
And number five, Pamela Anderson will make her Broadway debut playing the iconic Roxy Hart in what show?
Roxy Hart?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's, isn't that big horror?
Time's up. All right, let me bring Raven back in. Well, oh my goodness, Jennifer.
Yo.
Jennifer got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Jen. $2,600. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Robert Pattinson said in an interview that Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain was an inspiration for him when he was developing his Bruce Wayne character for the new The Batman movie.
Well, judging by how pale he was, I believe him.
Who was Kurt Cobain's wife?
Courtney Love, of course.
Yes. Number two, Queen Elizabeth, after 70 years, is leaving her permanent residence and moving to her weekend home, Windsor Castle. What was her permanent residence?
Buckingham Palace, right?
Yep, you guys are tied at 2. Number three, Zoe Kravitz says she felt uncomfortable on the set of Big Little Lies because of racism. Big Little Lies was originally a novel written by what author?
Oh, God.
I can see her face.
I should know. I really love the show. I think I knew this when the show was on. I don't know.
It's Leanne Moriarty.
Moriarty.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Number four, despite all the rumors, the Game of Thrones co-creators said they will not be part of any of the spinoffs. They said 11 years was enough. What modern-day item made a cameo in the final season of Game of Thrones?
Starbucks cup.
Yes. And number five, Pamela Anderson will make her Broadway debut playing the iconic Roxy Hart in what show?
Roxy Hart is Chicago.
Yes. I'm sorry, Jennifer. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Jennifer, and I can't beat Raven.
Enjoy that shirt, girl. Better luck next time. $2,700 tomorrow.
Want to thank Kadisha and Alina. They submitted 2 of the questions I used today. If you have an idea for a question, you can submit it at annaandraven.com, too.